Good morning, Senator Davis, Representative Martin, and distinguished members of the State and Local Government Committee. My name is Ivy Franyoka, and I'm the Casco Baykeeper with Friends of Casco Bay. Like the woman who testified before me, I just learned about this hearing, so I have prepared written testimony, and it's been submitted by email this morning, and I've also sent a link so that those of you who do want to look at the 27 municipal ordinances that exist can go to that single link and check out those ordinances. My written testimony contains links to studies. I know that was another question that came up. Are there links to studies about some of the impacts? Now, one of the things that you heard about was that federal and state law is enough. And that's not true in this case. For example, since 1995, there's been an eightfold increase in the amount of lawn pesticides applied just in Maine. So that's 6 million pounds, over 6 million pounds of pesticides are being applied on Maine lawns. And during the same time, we know that, for example, more bees are dying from the use of neonicotinoids, and they have it's alarming, and we continue to just begin to understand the impacts. And if you read these pesticide labels, none of them are appropriate for use in the marine environment, which is the environment that my organization works to protect. So I'm just going to give you some highlights from my testimony. Between 2001 and 2009, my organization, which uses science, education, and advocacy to do its work to protect and improve the health of Casco Bay, collected rainwater flowing into Casco Bay and analyzed the samples to detect a suite of pesticides. Our lab results identified 10 different pesticides in 14 locations all around Casco Bay. So there was no place that didn't have pesticides in it. In my written testimony, there'll be a chart and a map showing you the locations of these pesticides. This is concerning because pesticides poison us. 9 out of 12 of the most dangerous and persistent chemicals are pesticides. You heard about children and wanting to protect children. Children are the most vulnerable to pesticides. They're exposed to them at homes, schools, and their lawns and gardens. It leads to birth defects, it leads to lower IQs, and it leads to greater risk of cancer, ADHD, and autism. In the surface waters, as you heard from Representative McCrae, it has an impact on shellfish. And especially when it's combined with coastal acidification, it can augment the impacts on them and lead to their demise. I know I'm almost out of time, so what I also want to just say in conclusion is that the 27 ordinances that have been passed are from the northernmost tip of the state to the southernmost tip. They're from rural to urban, and they're all carefully crafted to deal with issues in that specific town. So thank you very much, and I will be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Any questions? Anybody? Thank you very much. Okay, folks, we now will take probably back here by 10 of, perhaps at Matin, that possible.